KQED.
Meanwhile, lawsuits have been filed by residents affected by the fire. Stephanie O'Neill has been covering the Thomas Fire for us, and she has more on these lawsuits. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
So a couple of potential class action lawsuits were filed last week. Tell us a little bit about the defendants.
So both of them name Southern California Edison as a defendant, and one of them also names Ventura and Ojai's water companies as defendants. So one of the two lawsuits has a pretty detailed description of what may have happened. It names one of the named plaintiffs in that manages the KOA campground in Santa Paula below the canyon where the fire started. And she says Southern California Edison crews had been working in that canyon and that about at 6:20 p.m. on December 4th, she saw an orange glow in the sky coming from that canyon, which was the beginning of this now massive wildfire we now know. So the lawsuit contends it was either negligence by Southern California Edison crews at that site, you know, doing work, or and or by its failure to properly maintain its overhead lines.
We should say there have been no official investigations concluded into the cause of this fire. We still officially don't understand the cause of this fire. However, we have seen this type of speculation. We were both in Ventura County, obviously, and we have seen a lot of people say that they believe this to be the case. We also saw this with the Northern California wildfires, suits filed against power companies. What is SoCal Edison saying about all this?
Well, a spokesman said the company hasn't seen the lawsuit yet and couldn't comment beyond saying that the utility is cooperating with fire investigators. And as you said, the fire is under investigation right now.
So many moving parts. Stephanie O'Neill joining us from her home in Ojai. Thank you so much.
Thank you.